Louisiana Central partners with the Concordia Economic and Industrial Development District through a cooperative endeavor agreement to strengthen economic development services across Concordia Parish. Louisiana Central says it looks forward to helping build on the initiatives the county has already rolled out, supporting the important work being implemented and working together to create new opportunities, quality jobs, and long-term economic growth for the parish. The Louisiana Republican Party makes its choice in the 6th Congressional District race. Instead of unity, it's leading to infighting.
On Sunday, the Louisiana Republican Party Executive Committee endorsed Blake Miguez in the 6th Congressional District race.
This is their expression of their nomination preference, and we look forward to flipping this seat from blue to red in November.
But Miguez's most prominent Republican opponent in the open primary, Rick Edmonds, is not happy about that. He says the Executive Committee acted in defiance of the Central Committee, saying he had the backing of more of those members than Miguez.
Two or three came in with an agenda. They voted their agenda, and we were not considered.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
Scientists at Mississippi State say they are on the lookout for a new invasive species of tick, and they want Mississippians to know their help is crucial in detecting the pest. The Asian longhorn tick has been confirmed in neighboring Arkansas, Alabama, and Tennessee, and more than 20 other states. They were first discovered in New Jersey in 2017, where they infested a herd of sheep. These ticks are small and reddish-brown with no white coloration or spots. They have short, wide mouth parts and will appear in unusually large numbers clustered on livestock or another animal. The Asian longhorn tick is a major pest of livestock, but they feed on all types of animals, including birds, wildlife, and pets, and even people. The best defense for livestock owners against these ticks is to maintain a livestock tick control program and keep vegetation cut down. SpaceX announces plans to build its largest rocket launching facility along the coast of Vermilion Parish.
Governor Jeff Landry says this is monumental.
SpaceX is committing $100 billion of capital investment.
In a social media post, SpaceX owner Elon Musk says Starbase Louisiana will have over a dozen launch towers, enabling more than 30 Starship flights per day that will support their Starlink satellite network and orbiting data centers. SpaceX President and Chief Operating Officer Gwen Shotwell says they are thinking big.
Starship will enable us to return Americans to the surface of the moon, along with NASA, and build a permanent moon base.
Construction begins next year, and rockets could start launching from Pecan Island as early as 2029. I'm Jeff Palermo.
The Mississippi River at Natchez Vidalia is at 27.97 feet and rising. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.